Hey, yo, what up? It's 1615 Media and Podcast, and I'm your host, Ronnie Ranson, and we are live today. We are in Lubbock, Texas, with a up-and-coming artist. She's making her way through the Christian gospel platform. She is a pop artist. She is from California. V. Rose, what's happening?
What's up? How you doing?
You feeling good today?
I'm feeling cool, you know, in the middle of this tour, taking it slow. Rest of my voice, so, but I feel good. I feel rested, so.
So right now we are in my vehicle and we're gonna do this interview. She's about to go on stage at 5 o'clock. Between 5 and 7, there's gonna be a show. She's with Young Noah. She just finished her album. I was listening to the album. It's absolutely incredible. We got SOS is one of my favorites. We've got.
Thank you.
Might Be Ready. Tell me a little bit about the Might Be Ready track.
Everybody wants to know about that song. So it's like the first time I think I've really, because this is my first independent album ever. So I've been doing this professionally for 10 years and I've been with labels for 15 years. So this was a big deal for me, kind of writing, recording everything myself, editing, putting it out, releasing, self-releasing it. But this is like the first time I also really talked about really vulnerable things. I think just because I had the freedom to do that, nobody was like, oh, I don't know if you should talk about that. And so like all through my 20s, like I never really wanted to be married. I never thought I would get married. And I just had a lot of pain from my teenage years, being engaged really early and kind of being burned in that situation. And just had a lot of anger, so I was like not ready, like, you know, I just didn't think that was ever gonna be something that I would want, you know. And just had gone through a process where I allowed God to heal that, and to where God gave me the desire towards the end of my 20s to really want to be married. And so I'm kind of talking about a real situation with a guy that has always pursued me, that I just kind of was, because I was dealing with all that anger. And in the song I talk about how I didn't even really know myself, you know, and so how could I want to become one with somebody else? And so this song is just talking about I might be ready for that now. So
you know what's crazy, like I was engaged at one point too, and it's crazy like when you're engaged and you feel like you're ready, because it's like what the Joneses expect of you,
right?
And you want to do things the Jones way. And then you discover, like, after things don't work out, you go to this place. I like to call it the place of solitude, where you're just by yourself. You're not really figuring things out. You're just kind of still. You're just waiting on God to give you an answer. Mm-hmm. And it's through those moments that you discover, like, okay, I sucked in this area. Like, maybe I could have been a better man or woman in this area. Then when God actually comes back around and grants you the opportunity, you know what you need to be doing next time. So do you feel like you're ready now?
Yeah, I definitely do, which is why I wrote the song. And it's something that I'm definitely looking forward to. I'm actually dating the guy in the song finally. I gave him
a chance. Is it Young Noah?
Yeah.
Hey!
And I've opened up about that because people want to know, you know, it's, you know, we finally kind of went public with our relationship. But we've been dating for a few years and we, you know, just like because you're in the spotlight, you kind of want to keep it low key so that you're able to just have a real personal life with outside of all the added pressure from being known. And so we just now kind of went public with it when I dropped the album.
That's what's up. So you've got congratulations to you and Noah, by the way, and I wish you guys nothing but prosperity with y'all's relationship.
Thank you.
And y'all are obviously doing the right thing by keeping God first. You're from the Bay Area. I was listening to your album. I was trying to find that Bay sound. I was looking for, does she got the bass sound? Do you write your own music?
I do. I write my own stuff. And to me, I think, because I love a lot of artists from the Bay. One of the things I really love, and I think I've definitely picked up, is my style of writing. Mm-hmm. It's very like stream of consciousness. It's very personal. It's your life story. And I think when you listen to artists from the Bay, you can kind of really get to know the person through their music. So I mean, I feel like I can hear it now. And when I was just starting out, I would travel a lot, and I could really hear the sound of the Bay once I got outside of the Bay and heard other people's styles. So I wouldn't say I have a lot of like the heavy 808, you know, kind of snapping and rock kind of songs, but as far as my content and the way that I approach my writing, I would say it is very West Coast.
That's what's up, man. Well, you're one of the best songwriters I've heard if you're doing
Thank
it independently.
You.
It's pretty cool to listen to you. I think I heard you first on the song with Trip Lee, Back in the Gap.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You kind of went MIA, and then now you're back. I kind of heard about what happened with you in the label situation, and I think this is your first album in 2 years.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I went indie and I walked away from everybody I was working with, management, production, whatever. And it was something God was leading me to do. And so it took me a second to get my bearings, but I bought my own studio and kind of was just like, you know, labels were approaching me. They still are. But it's like, I'm ready to just like do something else and not be afraid or have to lean on people. And I think that's like so important for artists. You get to a certain point where, you know, like for me, I know how to do everything. And so I kind of wanted to just live in that space for a little bit before I bring other people on and start to build my team, a team that I would run versus a team that would run me. So that's the process that I'm in and that I've learned in the past 2 years. But
that's what's up. Now, I'm not going to hold you long, but before we go, because I know you have a fan base. It's kind of a diverse fan base. Obviously, you know, I'm past 30 years old, and so I like your music. But then you have the youth, the young girls, are, from what I've experienced, they're the ones that are buying your music, listening to your music. What do you want them to gain from listening to V-Rose?
Yeah, so I always write about my personal experience. I've been through a lot of, you know, pain, like heartache in my life, from my childhood, dealing with my family, growing up in church. My brother's kind of just like everybody just dispersing right when I was like 16 and 17. Two of my brothers went away to prison and two went to the military. And I have six brothers. And so everybody just kind of, I was just like lost. And so I talk about like the real things that I've struggled with or dealt with, like, you know, relationships, and also like my pursuit of God as He pursues me. So when girls listen to my music, I talk a lot about identity too, because, you know, I think it's something everybody wants to act like they don't struggle with. But it's such an ongoing struggle. It's a daily battle. So when people listen to my stuff, I hope that they can hear how I have like overcome or dealt with stuff, or even just hear that they're not the only ones dealing with that stuff, and find hope in it to continue pushing, to continue trying, and to continue looking to God for all their answers.
That's what's up. You heard it from V-Rose. Go pick up the album, Fourth. It's available on all platforms, yep. Spotify, Apple Music.
Yes.
You can download it. What's your favorite song on the album before we go?
I think Might Be Ready is probably my favorite, just because of how much it's tied into my emotions, and you can feel that. But also Out the Game, because that was a really important song for me to write. And I actually wrote that after reading a book. There's this novel called The Alchemist. A lot of people have read it. It's like a classical book. And at the end of it, he has a conversation with his own heart. And it was like the first time I ever thought about doing that and realized that my heart is always battling my mind, and they're always in this war. And if I could just get them to come together, how effective I could be in making progress in my own life. And so I wrote a song about having that conversation and how that went for me. So I really like how technical that song is. But yeah,
that's what's up, man. Y'all make sure y'all go grab the album, Fourth. It's off the chain. It's your boy Ronnie Ransom with 1615 Media Group. If God ain't in it, you ain't winning.
Dope. So let me know, like, when you post.